The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, let's go to Harley in the United States of America. And I don't know, what do you make of this, Harley? The president visiting Cuba.
Well, it's historic. It's patently Obama. Because he's not alone in this. I mean, the progressives in this country love this idea. First trip by a U.S. president to Cuba in 88 years is certainly the first since Cuba went communist and became shunned by the U.S. And so the president and the first family are there. They're going to be there for a couple of days. What this really is the president trying to do everything he can to make sure that his Cuba engagement becomes permanent in the last 10 months in his office. If he can do that, then it doesn't matter who's elected. Now, don't know how positive that can be or whether he can actually succeed in that because officially the sanctions remain. Ed Royce, Republican chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, said the president's long record of unilateral one-sided concessions has only served to prop up the communist Castro regime. And so, you know, it's going to be controversial, but it is, you know, in some ways, of course, it's certainly historic and maybe exciting.
Yeah, well, I suppose on the one hand, you've got to say, can we keep going on forever the way we've gone on in the past? So I suppose we've got to give President Obama a chance here. It may lead to something beneficial. Let's hope so. The U.S. Marines in Iraq?
Well, you know, he said we weren't going to have any more combat troops there, but we've got combat forces back on the ground in slightly larger numbers now, and they will see fighting. This is a detachment of U.S. Marines to support U.S. and coalition forces against ISIS. It's the 26th Marine Expeditionary Unit. That's a combat force of the first order. They've deployed with the fleet, and they have been added to the mix. So
yeah.
That is to say.
I think there might be something in this, though, quite frankly. I think there's a feeling internationally amongst the forces, isn't there, Harley, that they may be able to turn back this Islamic State. There have been some significant victories for the forces opposed to it.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. I mean, they can be beaten.
Yeah.
They're not such an invincible force.
That's the point, and I think that's why.
Yeah, they can be smashed.
Yeah.
No question they can.
And this will help.
The question is, yeah, and you got to have boots on the ground to do it.
Yeah.
The big question has always been, whose boots?
That's it. Absolutely. Well, this may be just a little bit of difference that it needs to be made. What's your story about the tractor?
Well, we like tractor pulls because they're just kind of real fun and real country. Oh. This is kind of cute, though. These are like lawn tractors.
Yeah.
And they rev them up, and it's
mini
a lawnmower.
Tractors.
Little bitty, yeah, mini tractors.
Mini
little
tractors,
things.
Yeah.
You know, the person sitting on them is as big as they are. But they pull 800 pounds. They make a lot of noise, and it's just, you know, it's cute. The pistons, these engines are running at 35,000 to 50,000 RPM. It's an unbelievable number. But it doesn't cost all that much. You and I could do it. I mean, you could get out there and you could ride one of these and have fun.
You get the impression that Harley's... You're quite eccentric in some things, I've got to tell you.
If I'm a little bit of a gearhead. If it's got a motor on it, I'm probably going to like it a little bit.
That's right. Hey, I think we got that impression, you know what I mean? Okay, you go do some homework and we'll talk to you again tomorrow. There he is. We love him. Harley in the United States of America.